a.m. in New York, 8 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 1 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider-Bean from sundaybean.com, and I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. Have you ever lived somewhere and you thought, what would I give to hear what the locals think of me? Have you ever been somewhere and spent time with a group of both expats and locals and you wish you knew what was really going through their mind about the expats in that community? Well, this is one of those questions I had when I was living in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, because the society in Ouagadougou felt very hard to penetrate because people were so busy with their own personal and social obligations. It was hard as someone transient to really get to know locals. And this is something that I thought might be interesting for those of you who live a rotational expat life or have relocated permanently in a local country. So that's why I invited a very special, I would say, insider slash outsider to Expat Happy Hour today to share her perspective from locals about expat life in Albania. So Blerta Meta, thank you so much for being here with us today on Expat Happy Hour.
Hello. Hi. Good to hear you as well.
Thank you, Blerta. And you know what? She is so kind. She has taken her time from a very busy day to meet with me on Expat Happy Hour and even escaped her home to speak with us in quiet. So if you're hearing background cafe noise, it's because Blerta is kindly escaping her busy family life to join us today in peace and quiet. So thank you, Blerta, for your time today. I really appreciate it. She's calling us all the way from Tirana, Albania.
Thank you, Sunday, to you too. I know that even your time is a pressure. And so it's good now to be talking to you and to other people that are listening to us. Yeah, you're correct. When you say like, I chose this place, because Tirana is very lively. And if you come and visit Tirana, you're going to happen to end up on bars, go shopping, walk around in the city, because it's very easy to get through all the places you want to go. And so if you really want to come to Tirana and get to know people, it's like, go to a bar.
Well, you might have some people knocking on your door after you've shared how interesting. But let me tell you a little bit, for those who are listening, Blerta is really, really someone interesting that you'd like to meet. Blerta is an artist. She's an artistic coordinator, a curator. She's organized local, national, and international events, and she is an active member of InterNations. So for those of you who are not familiar with InterNations, InterNations is the world's largest online community for expats, and it just celebrated its 10th anniversary, and they are probably most famous for their expat survey. So what I think is great about Blerta is that she has been an ambassador for Tirana since 2015. So wonderful. Yes. That you've been involved with the expat community. Tell me, I'm really curious, how is it that you got involved with the expat community when it would just be easy to go about your everyday life?
Okay. It's a very simple story. One of those days when you are kind of like very tired of work and then you want like quickly to get home, eat something warm and read a book. But then you encounter your friends on the way and they say like, no, you're not getting home. You're young. You should go and enjoy the life. So you should come with us at InterNations. And I said, I've never heard about this. Like, so tell me a little bit more. So I got so interested into that. And then while deciding at the same time, walking back with them to the place where InterNations was being held. And so that was the first time. Yeah, I said like, okay, it was a nice evening, meeting new people. And then I wanted to go back to the routine.
Right.
But then the destiny somehow brought me back. So my friend asked me, could you come to the next event? Because with your artistic way, you can kind of like decorate the environment. Mm. And then I do have even some pictures where I had the chalkboard having like this invitation of welcoming internationals back from summer. And so that's how I got involved. And then one day, the other ambassador, she stepped down and they asked me like, would you like to get involved?
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. Because, you know, Blekta, one of the things that I'm very interested in is around intercultural connection, how people get to know each other. And I, one thing, I've done two things. One is I've lived for almost 10 years in one country because my partner is from that country. And so I felt like I really tried to establish roots there. And I've also spent, you know, several years living kind of a rotational life where I live somewhere for 3 years and then I have to pick up what I established and move somewhere else. So I've had two very different experiences. And one of the things when you're in that environment where you know you're going to pick up and leave, it's very different from when you know you're going to stay somewhere for, or what you think is forever. And it can be hard. And I know the people who are listening feel this way too. Sometimes it's really hard to make connections with local people because their social network is already established. Their routine is already established. They're not looking for friends, right? So what do you think is going on in Albania? You know, your friends that are born and raised in that community, are they open to meet new people or are they super busy and barely have time?
In Albania, people are more open to get to know with other people, especially when they're foreigners. Mm-hmm. But what you're reminding me for this moment is it's one of those phrases when I grew up with my grandparents and they said, local people are like gloves, so they support you. Wherever you go, there are going to be that worms to check around, and so you don't feel completely alone by yourself. Mm. And I had this last year when I started to travel a bit around Albania, like a little bit more into the villages and some places that it's like a wild nature and beautiful to go on hiking. If someone is listening to me, like, I love hiking, but there are so many good places to go and visit. And then at one moment, I felt like a stranger or like a foreigner in my own country because mm-hmm. I haven't visited these places before. And yeah, some of my friends got worried, like, how we're going to deal with the situation. There is no internet, maybe, or like, these people we do not know. And then I said, just talk to them and that's all. And they were wonderful people. So I felt like I found a warm place that we spent the weekend. Mm-hmm. And then we saw even the beautiful nature that was there. We just had to go. I think that I've traveled a bit abroad. And to me, has been very easy because I've been open to people and the same way they've been to me. Mm-hmm. So I've never found myself like into them. Of course, it's difficult when you don't know the language and the country is very big. But in Albania, it's very, especially in Tirana, it's very easy to go in other places. Like if you want to, you may easily walk all around the center and reach to the places you would like to go and visit.
So it sounds like, you know, your experience traveling into unknown areas in your own country and also traveling abroad helps you see how it feels to be a newcomer in a new place, right? I'm guessing that you're probably more understanding and open to newcomers because you've been there yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to ask you some, you know, you decide how you want to answer this, but I'm going to be a little bit provocative here. What do you wish? How I'll frame it. You know, coming to South Africa, if you Google South Africa, you probably would, you know, never move there because you hear things about horrible, you know, violent crime. So my advice to any expat who wants to come to South Africa is just don't Google South Africa because it'll scare you if you come across the wrong websites, right? At the same time, the everyday life is amazing. We've had a great time. It's a gorgeous country, huge tourist destination. It's beyond belief, right? It's a wonderful place. So what I'm saying here is that sometimes people have preconceived ideas when they have zero information about a country, and they get sent to a place that they didn't even know was a capital, can't even pronounce the name, and they land in an area that they are going to make their life for, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, or, you know, indefinitely. And they come with preconceived ideas or very limited information. Okay, so what do you think, based on what people, you know, people who are moving into Albania for the first time, what do you think that their preconceived ideas are, and what do you wish they knew?
It's a bit easier for me to answer because I've been more than 10 years now to the international community, working, friends, part of the family. So then kind of like I know how they feel, mm-hmm. and I've asked these questions even before. And so from their experience, I may even say it straight away how they have felt first coming to Albania with this, as you said, like the first ideas while checking through internet. Mm-hmm. It's not a good country to come and visit because this and that.
And what so is after, this and that? I'm gonna be talking. What is this and that? What do you think people are worried about?
They have seen so many movies about drug dealers, mm-hmm. or violence. Mm-hmm. I don't know, mentalities that people have it.
You know, and you listen to your voice, Blerta, and you have this soft, kind, warm-hearted.
I'm full asleep.
No, you're so kind and warm-hearted. And that's what's so funny, isn't it? Like people have this idea of, oh my gosh, you know, people are going to be violent. People are going to be drug dealers. And then you're like, no, not really. We're also artists and really kind and family people, right? So those are some stereotypes. And you think they're coming from movies?
From movies, from media. It depends on like how large the media makes the situation. But when I've asked many, many foreigners attending internationals into these 2 years, they have mentioned that they love the fresh food in Albania, the hospitality of people. And I was a bit, surprised. They said the street dogs are friendly and kind. And I'm kind of like wondering, where do you see street dogs that attack you or are so violent towards you? Because they pet the street dogs, they feed them. So they feel so happy, and they have met. I've heard this from many people, like, what do you like in Albania? And this was one of them, like, strongly. I said, okay, it's good. It's good to know, because seeing from my side, point of view, I said, like, oh, no, so many street dogs. Like, even myself, I said, like, oh, it's a safety in this corner. Why for them? They do like it. And they enjoy the nature. It's still, they're a part of Albania that it's a wild nature, but it's lovely. And easily to go through. There have been so many people in Albania now that you easily can find directions, you know, like apps or programs that when you download on your phone, you can reach to the place. The only difficulties, though, I should be honest to whoever is listening now, there are no clear direction. Like you have something printed on the wall, like a name of the road. Mm-hmm. For us, it's easy because I can ask, like mm-hmm. I can speak to people, but for a foreigner that do not know the language, it's going to get a bit harder.
And Google won't help you? Google Maps won't help you?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes I have been confused myself too.
I think we've all been there. That's not probably...
Yeah, that's true. But Sunday, would you like me to mention, maybe I don't want to give examples, but maybe it can support what you said previously about the country. Like you mentioned South Africa, and I can mention even other countries, but it's everywhere you see the positive or the, let's say, the ups and downs of the city or country where you go. Mm-hmm. For example, I have a joke. I've been many times to Germany, and to me, it's a wonderful place. And people say like, oh, isn't it like cold? People are strange. They don't talk. And I said, don't get confused with the geographical position of the place with the warmth of people. So, because it's snowing, that doesn't mean it's cold.
Yeah.
Or the same with the South Africa. Last year when I went on a workshop, a program, I met people from South Africa and they taught me about how to surf, how to be safe of shark attacks. So we were kind of playing how do I survive into this situation, because they were being, those people were very good at surfing and I was so happy to learn a few things. I don't know, I am obsessed with water. The water stream, the flow, the freshness.
So tell me more about the people who live in your city. Are you know, some cities where there's an expat community, it's because of the embassies. In other communities, it's because of a specific industry. Tell us more about the types of what brings people to your city, and do they stay for a long time? Do they leave after 2 years? What is your experience?
Most of the people are coming for the job position, mm-hmm. and only few are related to their family, or once they come in here, they do stay for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are getting married to a local person, so they do stay for a longer time. But usually they are only for job reasons.
Okay.
Come shortly for, like, you know, this kind of couch surfing, or you visit a little bit and then you leave.
So longer.
But most of them are like 1 or 2 year contracts.
Okay. So here's something. I don't know if you know about this about me. One of the things that a lot of people don't know is that my master's degree research was conducted looking at the impact that tourists have on locals in a popular tourist context. I did this in Belize, and we looked at I talked to locals, and because I'm always interested in the impact of what happens when cultures come together. And in that situation, I looked at what happens when people come for a short period of time and spend time in someone's home, even though for them it's a tourist place, it's someone else's home. And we looked at the impact, and some of it was really positive and some of it was negative. Right? And one of the questions I asked was, what do you wish the visitors would know? And now I'm going to ask you that, and feel free to answer that however you feel comfortable. I'm really curious, what do you wish people knew, the good, the bad, the ugly, about the impact they have in Albania?
This is a bit personal. Or I can say completely personal,
yeah.
Because it's related to how I feel and see being in Albania myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this can be really helpful to them, but I should be honest to myself.
Yeah, I'm interested perspective. Yeah, with your perspective.
Yeah. But if I'm honest with myself, mm-hmm. The mentality is something that myself I can not go through easily with.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe I feel that I've hidden myself into the international community because I feel like I have a better communication or being open to people that have traveled a bit around, or open-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is coming because my background is artistic, or because maybe I love life as it is.
Mm-hmm.
With all the cherry moments or frustration. So I accept it as it is, and I don't want to make it like bigger or smaller than it is. I accept it mm-hmm. how it is, life. And so that's what I struggle with. But I don't think that foreigners are dealing usually with this, because when you meet people, even for a short time, usually you don't share all this kind of like all this personal stuff. You go straight to the, I don't know, job conversation, or maybe you like someone, or you like the country, and so the interview or the conversation is getting easily because
mm-hmm.
not much pressure and emotion involved.
Mm-hmm.
But going deep to that, I don't know about the other people that have chosen to stay in Albania, like the reasons why they have done this. But mostly because we love family, and so they can build up a safe, a comfy, cozy family. Yeah.
So, I mean, what it sounds like is that, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds like from your personal perspective that the community in Tirana is very open to newcomers.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Because that's not always the case. Warm. Yeah, that's not always the case, depending on what city you're in, what part of the world you're in. Sometimes only certain types of people are welcome and others not. Sometimes, but that can get really tricky.
I understand what you mean, because I've heard this, but I've been even myself when I've traveled abroad. In Albania, you don't have this kind of about religious. We accept everything. About all the other differentiations, so we don't mind about this thing. So and we don't point that, like, you can be whoever you want. It's up to you. Like, people don't usually focus on this.
So you know, you've painted such a lovely picture, and I promise you, to those who are listening, this is not like a paid advertisement for Albania. This is honestly just a connection that, thanks to InterNations, you and I got connected, right? But you paint such a lovely picture; it makes me really want to visit. So the next time,
oh, you're welcome.
The next time,
you're coming, so we stop by to the same place, so you can take a picture and.
Exactly.
We'll show where I was.
But so what do you, because what I'm really hearing from you is that, and this is what I think is important for our listeners to think about, is that there's, when you go to an event, for example, like through InterNations, and you meet people that are from there, what a wonderful gift, because it's basically a way of saying, hey, I'm from here. I'm super interested in getting to know people from all over the world, because sometimes people can't travel. So if you're not the one traveling, then meet the people who are traveling, right? I know that there was this one woman, she was in Switzerland and she opened a guest house. She was in her 70s and she made a bed and breakfast and she said, I am in my 70s, I'm not going to be traveling, but I want to see the world, so I invite the world into my home. And that was such a beautiful idea, I thought. And this is what I think, you know, communities like InterNations, or there's, you know, other places, communities like I'm a Triangle meetups, there's, you know, other organizations as well, that their effort, their intention is to bring people together, diverse groups of people together that are sharing this openness for community and an international community. So I'm just wondering, for you seem really open and you've had the opportunity to travel, what advice would you give to locals who are maybe less naturally inclined to go to a meetup, but deep down kind of wish that they would go?
To my local, like,
yeah, your local
to
friends.
My side, you mean?
Yeah, to local friends. So your community, people who aren't actively going and meeting people from all over the world, but also all the listeners who are from other locations. What advice would you give to a local who's like, oh, that's just for, you know, expats, that's not for me? What would you tell them about it?
Okay, I can share how InterNations has been for me, or this, let's say, gathering with foreigners coming from different places. Each event, because let's say my volunteer job was to organize a monthly event. So sooner or later, I would have seen these people, like, not just once, but many more times. And so once a month, it was kind of like, you knew that these people are going to be again here, and so you feel kind of like comfortable that you have people that whatever the conversation was the first month, you're going to maybe follow with the second, and then it's kind of like natural and flowing. So at InterNationals, I started to love my own country. So even I couldn't travel around the world, it's one of my wishes. Mm-hmm. It's one of my dream notebooks that I have done recently with my drawings. And then I said, places I would like to go. And if I can't, then these people are coming to me. So I should be just open and understand more. And through this, as I said, I've started to learn and love things that I couldn't see because you are busy in your daily life.
Right.
A 10th anniversary, when I had my speech, I deeply and heartfelt it. I said, I'm here and I have, wherever I will go, I have my international big family.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I do not feel alone anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I have this international big family wherever I go.
You know, I think this gets at the heart of it, of, you know, being surrounded by a community of people who are open to differences, who are open to learning, who are open to asking questions and answering questions. The simple questions, the naive questions, you know, maybe the provocative questions, or something really intimate about that, something really connected about that. And I think that's beautiful. And to be really honest, I had no idea how I didn't anticipate the impact that would have on you. And one of the things that I thought was so beautiful is you said that you started to love your own country. And, you know, that's the whole beauty about connecting across cultures. You start to learn what your values are and what things that you appreciate and about the way you grew up and maybe about the way other people do things. And I believe the gorgeous thing about that is being able to shed what doesn't work anymore, that doesn't feel right for you anymore, and take on the new stuff. Right.
And I
think it's beautiful. And you're the one.
I should write it down. Can you repeat that again?
No, but I love that. And I love that it's happening for you. And that's why organizations, you know, like InterNations, like I Am a Triangle, like Tandem Nomads, there's, you know, a lot of wonderful organizations that brings people together and says, hey, let's look at how we can connect. We don't have to be the same, right? We don't have to think the same way. We don't have to look the same way, but let's see how we can create connection. That's what inspires me, because I really feel like the way things are going on this planet right now, we have got to do more to find similarities and to find ways that we connect in a really authentic way.
Yeah, it's super, super correct. If I may add, last year I had my personal opening. It's called A World Without Walls. And I've sent you the link. I don't know if you could search a little bit the text. Mm-hmm. So, and it's an ongoing project. That was my first, and I'm working on the second opening. And I always wish, and God's willing, that to have the other steps by going easily and being showing to the other people as well, like sharing my ideas. Mm-hmm. But this is why I would love to have a world without walls. Mm-hmm. First of all, like, geographically and politically, you can't change the situation. So let's be honest and face it. Mm-hmm. But through the culture, we can. We shouldn't change, though. We should accept the culture as it is. Then means you don't have walls. So wrecking down these walls doesn't mean that you change the culture, but you just accept it as it is means that you don't have these walls anymore. And so you appreciate as they are, with there's all the colors or no colors if they don't have. Mm-hmm. But like, you accept it as it is, and then that's how you learn about the place and the people. And so one of the nice thing you can find on my dream notebook is I'm not drawing the big nice buildings that everybody said, like, what would you like to see if you go to Paris? Mm-hmm. Or if you go to America or Johannesburg, wherever. And then everybody says, like, the tower, this building. And I say, like, my dream is to go to these places, but maybe, you know, you go to Tunis, by the river, and then have a nice hot or warm croissant or a hot chocolate. You know what I mean? Like, you go and visit the real life of the place, even though if you have to take a bus, or maybe it's not that nice, you don't know how to speak, and people might push. I don't know, it's a large place. But again, if you don't see the real life, how it is, how you're going to understand the culture and how they live, and so before judging, we should accept the cultures as they are.
And I think that's one of the criticisms that people who live a rotational life where you're leaving every 2 to 4 years, you hear that a lot about this bubble that people live in, that they don't actually get to understand what local real life is like, but they stay in their own isolated communities of people just like them. And that's a criticism. It doesn't mean that it applies, you know, to everybody always, but there is a risk that people stay with people just like them. And what I'm hearing you say is that, I mean, I think from when you are an outsider in a country, the first thing, I mean, at least for me, what I want is someone to reach out their hand and say, hey, let me show you how we hang out here, what we do, where we go. So you get a taste of the local environment. And there's some places that it's harder to do that than others because of cultural sanctions, because of security risks, because of, you know, the way people see privacy or plan their time. You know, there are barriers, and I know that it's hard, harder in some places than others. But I love this idea of, you know, a world without walls, that I think what you're saying is that it has to start with us, that, you know, we have to break down these boundaries and make those connections. It sounds like you're doing an amazing job with that right in your own town. You don't even need to leave to see the world. So I think that's amazing. So I know that, you know, it's late your time. You've had a long day and our time is limited. I just want, you know, for you to share with our listeners, what are you up to? I know that you do some amazing volunteer projects. If people want to know more about you, where can they find you?
As everybody, like social media, maybe LinkedIn, with names and name and a picture of mine, they easily can see it. Secondly, I stepped down from internationals as the ambassador for a good cause, I call it. Being a volunteer board member of the Abandoned Children in Albania. If I would like to say something overall Albania, as you said, it's intentionally, I said something good. I said how I felt. But in each country, people should be aware and open that you are going to see black and white things. So you may find the good things, and it takes time sometimes. But you should be aware that you might encounter even that, the worst side of the country. So, for example, there might have been people, I remember, some colleagues of mine, coming from away abroad, they said it happened the worst, like lost the phone, couldn't find the way, and you know, things that triggers, like all of them one by one, and it was the worst for her. But it can happen to everybody, and it can happen everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I think that if people would like to come and visit Albania, they still can do researches or be in touch with me and other local people or expats that live in Albania and see a little bit more, because it depends on different perspectives, like the view of how you see it. But as I said, you find good things and, of course, even the other things that upset you.
Really, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I think the one thing that I'm going to take away that's been so interesting is thinking about how your connection with people all over the world has helped you love your own country, how it helps you see things differently, and how it helps you have a picture of the world and connection with the world without even leaving your backyard. And I think that's really important to keep in mind when, you know, people like me who are living in one place and then, you know, pick up and leave in the next location, that those connections and those times together, it's not just when that my thoughts was, wow, I'm benefiting so much for connections with my local friends. I'm learning so much. I don't ever think about my local friends learning from me. So that is one of those nice things that it's that you can hear.
Now, my intention was not for this to be a big spiel about internations, but what it ended up feeling at this end of this interview was, how special is that? Because how, by chance meeting of her friends who were going to an internations meetup, she got involved for years with an international community and, in her words, helped her find her family. This is a way that Berta is able to stay in her hometown with her local community and family and still be very deeply connected with the world. So that's super inspiring. And I think what I'd like to leave you all with at the end of this interview is thinking about what's going on in your local community, whether it's something unexpected, like a local going to an internations meetup and ends up hanging out with a bunch of people from all over the world, or whether it's a gathering of people in a spiritual community, people who love books, or volunteering for a cause you really believe in. What about that? You never know what will happen when you step out of your routine and open yourself up to something new, to something different. So I hope that you follow those chance encounters and find a community of people that make you feel at home.